Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta, and this is the Stuck in Traffic, our pop hour. Keep it locked.
Yo, I'm not stuck in traffic. It's DJ Nos from Mark 2. What's in your pocket? We're back, baby. Episode 27. How was everybody's weekend? We got a lot of fun stuff coming up here at WONY 90.9 FM in Oneonta in the basement of Hunt Union, home of Red Dragon Radio. This coming weekend, we have alumni weekend. There's going to be a bunch of alumni shows going on up here throughout the weekend, which is going to be awesome. It's always a good time. And the weekend after that, which is the weekend of the 12th, 11th, 12th, 13th. I think the 12th and the 13th is Vinylthon. So we're going to get a whole weekend of just vinyl spinning, which is what I do every day, which is amazing. So I'm pretty stoked about that. And anyways, I'm going to just, before I start blabbing my mouth off here, I'm going to get us going on a little bit of Purple Rain by Prince. Prince rules.
I never meant to call you in your sorrow. say you want to lead up, but you can't seem to make up your mind. I think you better close it and let me guide you.
I just listened to some Police right there. That's the first song off the first album, Next to You. Before that, we had the epic Purple Rain by Prince. It is Monday, almost the month of April. That will start tomorrow. We got some foolishness going on tomorrow, probably, right? Yeah, it's nice today. It's going to be 60 degrees, although it's a little bit, muggy, cloudy kind of thing going on. We got some rain this week. As they say, we got the showers coming up for the spring, which is good. We need the water. We totally need the water. So here's a joke of the day. I'm going to do this one early. What kind of bears don't have teeth? What kind of bears do not have teeth? Want to listen to some Motown Philly? Back again.
They came up to me, I said, well, what's your name?
What's your name?
Hey, you know what I'm saying? And then I said, all right, fellas, well, let me see what you can do. And then a smile went named Wanya and said, yo, Mike, check this out. See if this one moves you.
Like
this one moves you.
Jeff Beck Group with Jan Hammer playing some Freeway Jam. That was a long one, but it's a good one. Before that, Motown Philly, Boys to Men, ABC, BBD. Happy Monday morning, everybody. Monday morning. Rainy days and Mondays always make me smile. I'm fine with it. I don't know what you're talking about, Carpenters. I feel great this morning. Could have used a little bit more sleep. That was one thing I was in bed. I just didn't sleep. I was reading, and I've been reading Wolf's Electric Kool-Aid Acid Test. I got about 10 pages left on that. It's a good one. It's a good book if you haven't read it before. It's a totally interesting look into the LSD world prior to when it was made illegal in the 60s. So it's a pretty wild thing, the upbringing of the dead and Kesey and the pranksters and what have you. Anyways, I told a joke before, now I need to give you the answer. What kind of bears don't have teeth? Well, that's pretty obvious to me. I think that would be gummy bears. Gummy bears. Want to listen to some Talking Heads? This is one that Talking Head fans know. Maybe some people don't know. Nothing But Flowers off of Naked. 1989. Great album. the finest of all the work songs. REM, Document, great album, a great album. Although I do like a couple of the albums after that, Monster, Part of Green, Automatic for the People. I think Document was the last album that I think all the way through it's banging. It's a fantastic album all the way through. Before that, we had Another One Flowers off of Naked by the Talking Heads. Once again, that was their, I believe, their last album as well, together as a band. And, yeah, we got some awesome stuff coming up with Wony. We got next weekend is Alumni Weekend, so you'll have a bunch of alumni shows, and they'll be kicking around downtown, too. There's a mixer, I believe, on Friday night and so forth, and then I think on Saturday night, people are going to be hanging out at Root Social Club. And once again, listen to Wony all weekend to hear some alumni shows. And then the weekend after that, the 12th. Oh, it's also Wony Island, I believe, on 4th, 5th, the 6th, maybe? I think Wony Island is the 6th. Yeah, which is like an all-day music barrage there in M201. With a ton of bands. There's at least 8 bands, I think, SUNY Oneonta-based bands up there. So the following weekend is Vinylthon on the 12th and 13th. You can listen to our DJs spinning just vinyl all weekend. And, yeah, kicking it analog. So I'm going to play some live Ramones right now. This is... Do you remember Rock and Roll Radio Live?
We'll be right back.
Daily Dose of Bach there. That's the Prelude and Fugue in C sharp minor. Well-tempered clavier, number four. I think Bach is the heavy metal music of the Baroque period. So a lot of people learned a lot from him. Still are doing it. Before that, do you remember rock and roll radio? Let's go. I like the studio. I mean, the live recordings of that are great. The studio is great, though, with the horns and stuff. It's awesome. Anyways, I was talking earlier. I was making a little saying about how I actually like rainy days and Mondays. And I do. And I talked about the Carpenters being, I don't know what they're quite talking about. But I actually have that album on me today. So I'm going to play a little Rainy Days and Mondays. Always Get Me Down. The Carpenters are awesome. Karen Carpenter is just incredible. What a great drummer, singer, songwriter, all that stuff. They are definitely somebody you should check it out if you haven't checked out before.
Talking to myself and feeling old. Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. What I've got they used to call the blues. Nothing is really wrong. Feeling like I don't belong. Walking around some kind of lonely clown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Funny, but it seems I always wind up here with you. Nice to know somebody loves me. Funny, but it seems that it's the only thing to do. Run and find the one who loves me. What I feel is come and gone before. No need to talk it out. We know what it's all about. Seems that it's the only thing to do. Run and find the one who loves me. What I feel is come and gone before. No need to talk it out. We know what it's all about. I'll say goodbye to love. No one ever cared if I
should.
Nirvana with Blue off of Bleach. Great song. Before that, Rainy Days and Mondays always get me down. The Carpenters hitting it up. All right. If you want to ever join up with me, I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. most days of those. Every once in a while, I got to take one off. But there's also a vinyl-thon coming up. And on April 13th, I'd love to do a couple slots. If anybody from town feels like joining me up here, learning about stuff, seeing the studio, any one DJs want to come up and learn how to do stuff, I'm definitely around on the 13th, April 13th. So please let me know. We'd like to fill up the schedule so we can have this vinyl-thon. Anyways, I'm going to leave you here with Chase Petra, Centrifugal Force, and I'm out for the day. This is DJ Nosferatu Mark II with What's in Your Pocket, 190.9 FM, in the basement of Hunt Union, home of Red Dragon Radio's keeping it live.